ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Maybe I could do my audition for you.
Okay.
You right?
Make sure you use your diaphragm.
Yes.
No, she can't get pregnant anymore.
Oh. No, it's working. Hi, girls.
Oh, hello, Maureen. Gee, you're in early, aren't you?
Oh, today is the day. He's really here.
Who? Oh, the exterminator.
No, not the exterminator. Anthony Kalea. He's actually coming. He's going to talk to me. I'm so excited. Can we please get started? Oh, Anthony, you're just as beautiful in real life as the cutout in my bedroom.
Oh, thanks, Maureen.
It's nice to see you here on the couch. I don't know what to say to him.
It's nice to be seen by you. I think I just touched one of your varicose veins.
Oh, that's okay. You might have pushed it back in. Would you like a cuppa?
Sure, if you're offering.
I can.
What are we having?
I would love one. Thank you for acknowledging me.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another cuppa with Granny Bingo, the show where we dunk our celebrity guests into the hottest tea and let their crumbs go soggy. Today, we're joined by actor, singer, and musical icon, Anthony Kalea. Hello, Anthony.
Oh,
welcome
hi.
To the program.
Oh, thank you.
I made that especially for you.
Fucking
man.
Hell.
You're
yes,
right.
Good.
You're
okay. No, I
Watch
know
your
I'm
mouth,
right.
Please.
Language, please, Anthony. This is going out on the ABC.
Oh, sorry, yes. Fucking respect.
Let's go back to the very start when you were just a little fella. Well, you still are a little fella, but when you were a really little fella, where did you grow up, love?
I grew up in Werribee.
Oh,
yes.
That's in Melbourne.
That is.
Yes.
For our interstate viewers and people overseas in New Zealand and Tasmania, Werribee is where Melbourne sends all of its
poo.
Poo.
Yes.
It's the arse end of Melbourne.
It's
a sewerage farm.
It is a sewerage farm.
Your childhood must have stank.
Oh, it did stink with all the market gardeners as well. So and the zoo. Yeah.
The zoo there as well, all the elephant dung. Oh, what a stinky
heaven,
childhood.
Heaven.
You're such a clean young man now. Do you think that you developed a phobia for horrid smells while you were there?
I've got a nose like a sniffer dog.
You
so,
do.
Yeah.
So being in this nursing home must be very triggering for you.
Slightly triggering. It's
yeah.
a bit
I wouldn't
stale.
Walk down the East Wing Hall. That's the incontinence ward.
Oh, lovely. Good to know.
You can walk down the West Wing Wall. That's where I live.
Oh, really?
Do you want to see my room later?
Maureen, remember what the ABC said about appropriate behaviour.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you come from a big family?
I do. I'm the eldest of 16 first grandchildren, so they all look up
16.
To me.
16. Oh, my goodness.
16. They're
yes.
all cousins of you.
They're all cousins, yes.
Kalea, Werribee. Kalea, Werribee. Kalea. We know. Don't we know a...
Oh, Rose? No.
No. What's your cousin's name?
Cousins?
Yeah, what are their names? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Now I have to remember them all. Do you really want me to go through
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Why?
Because I think that would be really funny.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Anthony, tell me, so you started singing at a very young age.
Five.
You're five?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me, do you think you started doing it just for attention, coming from such a big family, you just wanted to stand out a little bit?
No, I always stood out because I was the eldest.
Did you dress like this? Because you definitely would have stood out dressed like that.
I've sort of toned it down today.
Have you?
Yeah.
My goodness. Look at this. I don't know if our viewers at home can see these beautiful leather pants, but aren't they wonderful and functional? Too, because you don't need to pop those in the wash, Maureen.
You just spray and wipe.
Spray and wipe.
You just wipe them down.
Fine. If yes. you're at one of your fancy events and you spill a bit of tomato sauce on there or meat pie or whatever, just wipe it down.
Where are you having meat pies at a fancy event?
Oh, the RSL.
Oh,
because they have your friend come and perform for us.
Who's that?
Rhonda.
Rhonda.
She comes down and
Rhonda
she does
Butch.
The
Oh, Rhonda
Birchmore.
Yes.
She does the Chelsea Heights down when we go, and I just think she's wonderful.
She's wonderful.
Hello, Rhonda, if you're watching.
I hid under her dress on a red carpet for a Bert Newton event once.
You'd be able to walk right under
her. Oh, it looked like she gave birth to me.
Yes. Did either of you enjoy having you under her dress?
I saw things that I never should have seen.
Yes. We've been to a Logie's after party. Wouldn't you, I'd imagine, you with all these big family members, you're all sitting around the table and getting ready for tea and Nonna's probably bringing out some...
Lasagna.
Souvlaki or something like
souvlaki.
That.
Souvlaki, that's great.
Was it always you that said the prayer?
Oh, God, here we go.
I got my copy of that in the paper. They were cashed in at the news agent.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got them all. Oh,
thanks, Maureen.
So you went to a performing arts school, Anthony?
Yes. It was the Johnny Young Talent School.
Did you have a footy team and stuff? Or?
It wasn't like a performing arts school. I just went to singing and dancing lessons there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I went to MacKillop Catholic Regional College. That did well for me.
Catholic Regional College.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the MacKillop.
Well, my principal was actually a nun who was an ex-supermodel in Milan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know, you're almost dressed like a nun that's an ex-supermodel in Milan as well.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I don't know.
I'd just take it.
Yeah, just take it. That's what all the boys say.
I think... and so you had them at the Catholic school, and then you decided to go to the... performing
yes.
arts.
Performing
yes.
arts. Edith's grandson went to one of those as well.
Mm.
He's a bit...
performing arts school.
He's right. a bit light-footed, if you know what I mean.
Right. It's a bit sad. He's got a sad life.
Sad.
Not everyone, and people should know this, but, you know, a lot of people go to performing arts schools, but they don't all end up being wonderful singers like you.
Some of them dress like old women.
Mm, and host podcasts. It's very sad.
A bit tragic
very
of
sad.
Life.
Oh, now, so you've always had this passion... For singing ever since you were 5 years old. When you were growing up, did you do your little concerts for the family? Did you get all the cousins round?
Of course
Nonna
I
and
did.
Papa and...
We would go and do routines while everyone was having lunch and then we would pull the family together and put on a bit of a show.
Oh, how lovely.
And did they enjoy that?
Probably not.
No, they didn't. I can tell you they didn't.
Yeah.
My children used to do the same thing. They'd say, "Mum, we're going to go upstairs and find the and do a concert. Get ready." And I'd say, hopefully the house will burn down with all of us in it between now and then, because they'd come down and they'd sit. They'd say, "Mum, sit. I'm doing the dishes." Anyway, I'd sit down.
There's a lot going on in that head of yours right now, isn't there?
There's a lot. And this is just the bit that I can fit out of my mouth.
Evan!
I'm very excited to ask this next question, Anthony, because we're going to open up a very exciting chapter of your life. So you did the singing, but you've also done a fair bit of acting, haven't you? Because you were an extra on Neighbours. Remember Neighbours, Maureen?
I love Neighbours.
Remember on Neighbours they had Bouncer and Harold and Jason and Kylie. And it was just
Kylie, wild. I don't remember.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
You know Danny Minogue?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a sister.
Does she?
Yeah, she's also a singer and an actor as well.
Wow, what a talented family.
Very talented family.
Oh, and hello to Danny and
you
Carol
were an
and
extra,
Ron.
Weren't you, on Neighbours?
I was an extra. I lasted one episode because I got the sack.
No one would do that to you now. What did you do wrong?
I in rehearsals, I actually drank the props and I didn't realise that I just had to fake drinking my milkshake in the coffee shop.
Oh,
you meant to do that with the tea. We did tell you that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't be drinking that. So, I mean, that's fair. On an Australian television budget, you drink one milkshake, the show's gone, and show's look what's gone. Happened to the show.
Yeah.
That could have been you that ended that, actually, Anthony.
Probably.
Mm.
You could have led to one of its three cancellations.
Now, Anthony, so we've... painted a little bit of a picture here, you know, you studied your acting, you're putting on these boring concerts for your family, but then you started doing gigs as a teenager.
I did.
Yeah, which is pretty impressive. A lot of teenagers are out, hanging out, skateboarding and you know,
robbing things and graffiti.
Using plastic
what
bags.
What sort of gigs did you do? I wish I was there for them. You would have been terrific.
I started gigging at shopping centres. I started gigging at weddings. I did corporates. And then I was at the Crown Casino for a while.
Fabulous.
Near the slot machines.
Oh,
yeah. Love a good
poke. That's Maureen's favourite place to hang out.
I may well have been there, but I get hyper fixated on the machine that I'm playing.
Yeah.
Sweethearts.
What's Sweethearts? Oh, mine's Dolphin Treasure.
Dolphin Treasure.
Yeah.
Did anybody else hear that?
Oh, sorry. Sometimes it just comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the pokies do to you.
Yeah.
It's a bucket of fun.
It is.
Get onto it, kids. Better than an iPad.
Now, Anthony, I hope I'm not prying too much into your personal life here, but I have heard some rumours around the trap. Maureen and I are very well connected in the entertainment industry.
Mm.
Some rumours about your personal life. And if it's too much to bring up now, we don't have
to.
I hope I'm not outing you here. But I have heard through the grapevine that you are Italian.
I am.
You are.
Italian.
You are Italian, yes.
And you're okay telling people
you're all right talking, comfortable talking about this? Because there's nothing wrong with it these days, of course.
No, fine.
Have you been to Italy?
I've been to Italy,
yes. Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
Very nice, yeah. I've not been. I've been to Lygon Street. That was loud enough.
Pretty much the same.
No, I love a bit of Italian salami.
But you've also got a housemate.
A housemate.
Yes.
Friend.
Yeah.
And now, he's not Italian, is he?
No, he's
normal.
He's definitely... Normal? Is that what you call it?
Australian.
Yeah.
Italians are new Australians.
Right.
And Australians are normal Australians.
And you're married with your housemate now, aren't you?
I am married with my housemate, yes.
Good on you.
Yeah.
It's just... I'm sorry I had to ask that question. It's just I don't remember getting an invitation.
Mm. Well, not many people did, to be honest, because we had a small wedding. We went to New Zealand.
Oh.
And then Well, yes, we could. And then we came back for a celebration in Melbourne with about 30 people. So I do apologise that you weren't on the list.
That's fine. I'll
maybe
keep
for
it
your
mind.
Next marriage we can come along.
Oh, I'm not getting married again. One's enough.
Yeah, tell me about
it. What about a woman next time?
Nah, not into it.
No.
Nah.
Okay, fair
been
enough.
There, done that. Didn't work for me. Didn't do the marriage, just, yeah.
Maybe we found the one thing you're bad at. Women.
Maybe you'd like older women.
Oh, no, I'm into older these days. Yeah, half a pulse, I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
And a big bank account.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Anthony, you then went on to audition for Australian Idol.
I did.
I find a lot of people that go on reality TV are sort of desperate, attention-starved, self-obsessed, almost psychopathic kind of people. Mm. Was that your experience going on the programme?
Yeah, some of the contestants were like that, but not me. Mm. Yeah.
Not you, obviously. No.
No,
God,
of course
I wouldn't
not.
Dare imply no, that. I'm so sorry.
No, yes.
Who did you hate the most?
Well, you know, there were ones that were a little bit more prickly than others. Mm. But...
Or you just say their names out loud, we'll... Cut them out.
Well, I didn't hate. No, I just didn't, you know, gel with.
Gel with, and that happens. I have the same thing with my co-host on the podcast that I.
Oh, really? Sometimes.
Yes. Well, most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
Do you miss it? Because you went back this year, I know, onto the Idol, and sang with one of the people that was up to win.
Mm.
What was the? Did you? Was that horrifying?
It wasn't.
Triggering experience.
It wasn't triggering, but to be honest, I was a little bit nervous going back there after 22 years.
Oh, you don't.
But yeah, it was actually quite nice.
22 years has it been?
Yeah, it's been 22 years.
You don't look old enough.
Well, you know, I've got a good dental doctor.
Ah.
Yeah.
I understand
like yours.
What you're saying. Yes, yeah. Wonderful. Well, my teeth, I just pop them in the dishwasher at night.
Do you?
Very nice. Yeah.
How does your dentist make your forehead not move?
So tell us though, going on Idol, what did that experience teach you? What did you take from that?
I had to grow up really quickly. Yeah. It was 3.5 months of...
Because you weren't... Well, no one knew that you were a...
That I had a housemate?
That you had your housemate.
Yeah.
Before you went on the program, did they?
Well, no.
No.
No. It was I feel as though it was a different time and era back then.
Yes.
And it
we wasn't... were winning back then, but now you're a lot of sort of...
Well, yeah, it was an interesting period in my life, but I'm glad that I did it. Mm-hmm. And it definitely gave me a platform, and I'm forever
grateful. You're
wearing
it today, actually.
Yes, well, I have to.
Your lovely platforms off.
Yes. No, it was an interesting ride and part of my life that I'll never forget.
Part of your journey.
The journey word.
Journey.
Yes, yeah. You've had a long journey, haven't you?
I certainly have. Yeah. It's been hard. Really, really, really hard.
It's okay.
Now, in a year that you don't have one of your little reality television programs, what do you do for the 11 months of the year that Carols by Candlelight is not on?
That's my favourite. I don't know if you can put in a good word for me, but that's sort of why we invited you to be here today, because I really want to be on it, because I'm a singer, as I mentioned before.
Yeah, you've said it a few
turn
times.
Up, and so I was thinking maybe I could do my audition for you.
Okay.
Are you right?
Make sure you use your diaphragm.
Yes.
No, she can't get pregnant anymore.
Oh. No, it's working. honest feedback. Ave Maria.
Sensational.
Sante Dominus.
You've left me.
Maria Sante Dominu. Maria
Thank you.
This is the good bit. This is the good bit.
Oh, okay.
Ave Maria.
Horrible.
Oh.
Yeah. Horrible.
Oh.
You okay. Look surprised.
Well, you're not exactly Casey Donovan. You know, so. Thanks for the feedback. Well, what about if you gave me lessons? Maybe we could just do some workshop, some things.
I'm happy to do that.
I think drop it, Maureen, just drop it. Now, Anthony, we've had you on this program, and I'll be honest with you, Anthony, we've spent a lot of it talking about you. You haven't really had a lot of questions
for us.
Is there anything you wanted to ask Nan before you?
Right, how old are you?
92.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. I've got a really good dental surgeon.
Really?
I'll share the details.
Thank you. Please slide into my DMs.
All right, darling.
Yeah. Hey, you meant to slide into my DMs.
Anthony, would you like to sit over here as we say goodbye to everyone?
Do you really want me to?
Yeah, come on. I want you to stay with me.
Come with me, Anthony. Why don't you come over here?
No!
Come on.
I love having two old women fight over me.
Well, viewers, I think that's all we have time for. Anthony and I are going to sneak off to my room. Thank you all so much for joining us. And Anthony, thank you for being a friend.
Thanks for having me, I think. And I'm so sorry, Maureen, if I've hurt your feelings.
Please marry me.
Really?
And thank you for watching another episode of Another Cuppa. Don't forget to recommend it to all of your favourite traitor bastards and bitches. Until next time, hooroo.
Hooroo. Would you like another cuppa, sweetie?
No, I'm good, thanks. I need a scotch.
All right. Oh.